This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to repair a negotiation when conflict has already gone public in the media or online. A field-tested process for pulling a public dispute back from the edge. In short, when negotiation conflict becomes public, the dispute doubles in complexity. You are no longer managing one problem, you are managing two, the original disagreement, and the narrative now running in the media or online. The steps that work in private negotiation can actively make things worse in public. You need a different process, and you need it quickly. Definition: public negotiation conflict is a dispute between negotiated parties that has moved beyond private discussion and become visible to media, social audiences, or external stakeholders, creating reputational pressure that complicates or blocks resolution of the original substantive disagreement. There is a particular kind of dread that comes when you open your phone in the morning and discover that your negotiation is now a headline. I have watched it happen to good, capable people who were handling a difficult situation reasonably well in private, right up until one frustrated email got forwarded, or one party decided to brief a journalist, or one comment thread ran completely out of control. Within hours, what had been a manageable dispute became a public negotiation conflict with audiences, commentators, and external pressure from every direction. The original problem, the actual thing that needed solving, gets buried under the noise. The instinct is to respond in kind, to defend yourself publicly, and put the record straight. That instinct is almost always wrong. Public conflict in a negotiation does not follow the same rules as private dispute. The moment you start performing for an outside audience, you stop solving the problem. And the longer that continues, the harder it becomes to return to any kind of productive table. This article gives you a working process for doing exactly that, stopping the bleed, creating the conditions for repair, and returning to a negotiation that can actually move. Why public conflict breaks negotiations in a specific way. Most negotiators understand how to handle tension in a room. They have read the frameworks, practiced the scripts, learned to separate positions from interests. What they have not trained for is the moment when the room becomes a stage. Public conflict introduces a third party, the audience. Once that audience exists, both sides start playing to it. Positions harden not because either party has changed their mind about the substance, but because backing down now feels like public humiliation. A concession that would have been reasonable yesterday becomes a capitulation today. The original disagreement, which may have been quite solvable, gets wrapped in a layer of ego and reputation that neither side can easily strip away. I have seen this pattern many times. The people involved are not bad negotiators. They are simply caught in a dynamic that private negotiation skills were not designed to address. Recognizing that distinction is the first real step. What must be true before you start the repair? Before any of the steps below can work, two things must be in place. Without them, the process stalls before it begins. First, you need a genuine willingness to resolve the dispute, not just to win the public argument. If either side is primarily interested in looking righteous to their audience, no repair process will hold. You cannot drag someone to a solution they are not ready to want. Second, you need at least one person on the other side who can receive a private approach without weaponizing it. If you reach out and your outreach becomes their next public statement, you're not yet in a position to repair the negotiation. You are still in the conflict. This is where your judgment matters more than any framework. Read the situation honestly before you move. If both conditions exist, even partially, you have enough ground to start. The six-step process for repairing a public negotiation conflict. Step 1. Stop the public exchange immediately. Nothing else works until this happens. Every public statement from either side raises the emotional stakes, gives the other party something new to react to, and feeds the audience that is making resolution harder. Your first move is to go quiet. Not silent in a way that looks evasive, but calm and deliberate. If you have communication staff, brief them with a single message. We are focused on resolution. We have nothing further to add at this time. If you are operating alone, the same principle applies. Stop giving the conflict oxygen. This is harder than it sounds. Silence feels like losing. It feels like letting the other side define the narrative. In my experience, that discomfort is worth tolerating because every public response you may cost you something at the private table. For teams dealing with internal conflict that has become public within an organization, The same principle applies. You can read more about how to manage tension after a public disagreement in a team meeting for the parallel skills this requires. Step 2. Open a private back channel within 48 hours. Once the public exchange has paused, you need a private line of communication, and you need it quickly. Not an official channel, not a formal letter through lawyers or PR teams. A direct, human approach is someone on the other side who has both the authority to engage and the discretion to keep it private. This might be a phone call. It might be a message through a mutual contact. The substance of that first approach matters less than its tone. You are not trying to resolve the dispute in this first contact. You are testing whether the other side is ready to talk privately. A usable script for that first contact. I want to separate what is happening publicly from what we actually need to work out. I think we both know the public back and forth is not helping either of us. Can we find a time to talk, off the record, before this goes any further? Keep it short. Keep it focused on shared interest, not blame. The goal is a yes to a private conversation, nothing more. Step 3. Acknowledge the damage without assigning it. Once you are in a private conversation, resist the temptation to relitigate who started the public conflict or who bears more responsibility for the damage. That argument has no productive end. Instead, acknowledge the situation plainly. Something like, we are both dealing with consequences neither of us wanted. I would rather focus on whether we can still get to something that works for both of us. This is not weakness. It is a direct, confident move that signals you are serious about resolution rather than scoring points. The other side needs to hear that you are not going to use the private conversation as ammunition for the next public round. If the conflict has fractured the relationship significantly, the approach described in How the Bridge Method Rebuilds Working Relationships After Tension has created a genuine breakdown can give you an additional structure for the repair conversation itself. Step 4. Separate the narrative problem from the substantive problem. This step is where most people get it wrong. They try to solve the public perception problem and the negotiation problem at the same time, in the same conversation. That never works. Each problem requires a different approach and often, a different conversation. Start with the substantive problem. What did both sides actually need from this negotiation before it went public? Map that out together, in private, before you discuss what either party will say or do publicly. Once you've movement on the substance, the narrative problem often becomes much simpler to manage. A joint statement is far easier to write when both parties have already agreed on what they actually want. Trying to write the statement first, before the substance is resolved, produces language that is vague enough to mean nothing and specific enough to restart the argument. Step 5. Build a joint statement that neither side has to defend. If the conflict has been public, the resolution will need to be public too. But the statement you release together must be drafted so that neither party looks like they capitulated. This requires careful, specific language. Avoid anything that implies one side was right and the other was wrong. Avoid language that sounds like a press release written by lawyers, because audiences can hear that immediately and it damages both parties' credibility. A useful framework for a joint statement has three parts. First, acknowledge the dispute directly. Both parties recognize that recent discussions became more public than either intended. Second, signal resolution. We have reached an agreement that addresses the core concerns on both sides. Third, close forward. We are committed to a constructive relationship going forward and will not be making further public comment on this matter. You are not explaining everything. You are closing the public chapter so the private chapter can continue. Teams handling conflict that has surfaced in collaborative settings may also find value in how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy, particularly when the conflict has spilled beyond a single pair of parties. Step 6. We establish the private negotiation with new ground rules. After the public noise settles, you need to return to the negotiation with explicit agreements about how you will handle disagreement differently this time. Not as a formal document, necessarily, but as a spoken commitment between the parties. Agree on a communication protocol. Who talks to whom if things get tense? What happens if one party feels the other has breached the agreement? What do you do before either side makes any external statement about the negotiation? These agreements need to be specific. We will communicate better is not an agreement. If either of us feels this is heading toward a public dispute again, we call each other directly before making any external statement is an agreement. Without this step, the same conflict has a high probability of becoming public again. This is where you build the ground beneath your feet so the next storm does not take you somewhere you cannot recover from. When one party is still playing to the audience. The process above assumes both sides want private resolution. Sometimes only one does. The other party may be genuinely committed to the public conflict as a strategy, using media pressure or online opinion as a negotiating tactic. In that situation, your approach shifts. You cannot force someone to the private table. What you can do is make the cost of continued public conflict higher than the cost of resolution. Document every public statement they make. Respond with a consistent, calm, forward-looking message each time. Avoid matching their energy or their accusations. What you are doing is demonstrating to both the other party and to any external audience that you are the side interested in resolution. Over time, that position becomes valuable. It earns you credibility that the other side is spending down. The deal method for diffusing tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate offers a parallel approach for situations where one party is entrenched and resistant, even when the setting is not public. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three mistakes that guarantee the conflict stays public. Mistake 1. Issuing a public apology before reaching private agreement. Why it backfires. A public apology without a private resolution gives the other side a new position of strength. They can accept it publicly and immediately make new demands, or reject it and use your apology as evidence of fault. What to do instead? Reach agreement in private first. Then, if an apology is warranted, include it as part of a mutual, forward-looking statement. Mistake 2. Briefing allies or contacts about what really happened. Why it backfires. Those conversations rarely stay private. They surface as sources close to the negotiation and restart the public cycle. They also signal bad faith to the other party. What to do instead? Keep your private conversations genuinely private. The discipline required to you is significant, but it is what separates people who repair conflicts from people who perpetuate them. Mistake 3. Treating the back-channel conversation as a second front. Why it backfires. If you approach the private conversation with the same adversarial energy as the public one, the other side will exit it quickly. You will have spent your best opportunity. What to do instead? Enter the back-channel conversation with a clear, stated intention to solve the problem, not to score points. If you find that difficult, the approach and how to use the recover method when a tension management conversation makes things worse can help you reset after a conversation that has gone sideways. Your public conflict repair checklist. Use this before, during, and after the repair process. Each item is a direct action, not a principle. Number 1. Have I stopped making public statements, even ones that seem defensive and justified? Number 2. Have I identified one person on the other side who can receive a private approach? Number 3. Have I made that first private contact within 48 hours of deciding to repair the conflict? Number 4. Have I acknowledged the situation in the private conversation without assigning blame? Number 5. Have I separated the substantive negotiation problem from the narrative problem? Number 6. Have I drafted, or helped draft, a joint public statement that neither side needs to defend? Number 7. Have I agreed on explicit protocols for how disagreement will be handled if it recurs? Number 8. Have I reviewed whether anything I or my team said publicly contradicts the resolution we are now pursuing? If you can answer yes to all 8, you're not done, but you're in a position where resolution is genuinely possible. For situations where the conflict also involves unmet needs driving the dispute beneath the surface, the framing in how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy is worth reading alongside this process. The hardest part is also the most important part. Here is the truth of it. Most people who find themselves in a public negotiation conflict did not set out to be there. The conflict escalated, one step at a time, until suddenly it was visible, and they were scrambling. That means the repair is also possible one step at a time. You do not need to fix everything at once. You need to stop the bleeding, open one private door, and have one honest conversation that is not performed for any audience. That is how you bring a public negotiation conflict back to a place where it can be resolved. The ground you build on is quieter than the ground you lost, but it is real ground, and it holds. If your conflict also involves face-to-face tension that needs managing in real time, the skills in how to handle conflict during meetings will complement what you have learned here. Frequently asked questions. What is public negotiation conflict? Public negotiation conflict is a dispute between negotiating parties that has moved beyond private discussion and become visible to media, social audiences, or external stakeholders. Once public, the conflict carries reputational stakes in addition to the original substantive disagreement, making resolution significantly harder to reach. How do you stop a public negotiation conflict from escalating further? Stop making public statements that attack the other side. Issue a brief, neutral acknowledgement that talks are ongoing. Then open a private back channel immediately. The goal in the first 48 hours is containment, not resolution. Every public move you make raises the emotional stakes for both parties. Can a negotiation recover after public conflict? Yes, but only if both sides genuinely want a resolution and are willing to separate the public narrative from the private discussion. Many negotiations that looked destroyed by public conflict have been repaired once the parties agreed to stop performing for outside audiences and return to shared interests behind closed doors. What should you say publicly when a negotiation conflict goes viral? Keep it short, factual, and forward-facing. Acknowledge that a dispute exists without assigning blame. Signal that both parties are committed to resolution. Something like, "We recognize there are serious differences. We are committed to working through them constructively." Avoid language that sounds defensive or that invites the other side to respond publicly. How does public conflict change the dynamics of negotiation? Public negotiation conflict introduces a third audience whose reactions both parties start managing. Each side begins performing for the audience rather than problem-solving with each other. Positions harden because backing down in public feels like losing face. The original disagreement often becomes secondary to the reputational fight. What is the first step in repairing a negotiation after public conflict? The first step is stopping the public exchange. Before any repair is possible, both sides must agree, even informally, to stop feeding the public dispute. Without that pause, every private conversation gets undercut by the next public statement from either camp. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.